Debate was heated at the General Committee meeting of Peterborough City Council on the night of May 25th. During an extended discussion of the city's winter shelter plan as part of its homelessness strategy, resident and frequent delegate Margie Sumad interrupted council to chastise them for wringing their hands over an issue of human life.
Sorry, miss, there's no yelling and screaming. Sorry, miss. Sorry, you can come and speak next Monday. You can delegate, but there's no yelling and screaming right now.
Okay. Mayor Jeff Leal had moved to defer the approval of a winter shelter plan for 2026-27 until the next session of council in November, a move which city staff said would likely preclude the possibility of an actionable winter plan before late January of 2027. The city staff report puts the estimated cost of the winter strategy at $1.7 million. Staff maintained that despite its location removed from downtown and opposition from those in the neighborhood, the former fire station on Carnegie Avenue remains the best option for an emergency winter shelter because the building is already owned by the city. While councillors Matt Crowley, Joy LaChica, and Keith Riel were resolute in their opposition to the deferral, some of their colleagues around the Horseshoe expressed their reluctance to fund shelter for people living rough over the winter, citing concerns both with cost and potential impacts on residents in the area surrounding the proposed shelter site on Carnegie Avenue. Northcrest Ward Councillor Andrew Beamer expressed his opposition to the winter strategy, highlighting a group of 12 residents from his ward opposed to the shelter location who were sitting in the public gallery.
I cannot support any recommendation that recommends the former fire station on Carnegie as a shelter. The residents of the neighborhood are strongly opposed to having a shelter at the former fire station. There's about a dozen residents here tonight surrounding the Carnegie fire station, and I thank you for being here. These dozen represent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of residents around this area, Heritage Park, Triple T Condos, University Heights, that have contacted Councillor Hakey and I since August. There has been one resident in the area who has contacted me in support of this, and she asked I'd mention that. But the other hundreds over the past 9 months have contacted me saying no to a shelter at the former fire station. No residents, no neighborhood wants a shelter in their neighborhood.
Autonomy Ward Councillor Leslie Parnell echoed her colleague's support for the deferral.
We did last year try to find a new operator for one city that could maybe handle the neighborhood conflicts a little bit better, but we still ended up funding them at $2 million more for the year for 23 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that was supposed to be our winter response.
The arguments in those submitting them on Monday the 25th were highly reminiscent of council's debate over motions in previous years to implement similar winter strategies, with the same concerns being cited and the same councillors standing on either side of the issue. Homelessness Community Services co-chair Keith Riel has consistently supported a winter strategy in this session of council and criticized his colleagues for committing funding to a new multi-use sport and event center on May 11th while deferring the winter shelter strategy.
We lost two individuals to inclement weathers last year. This council just a month ago had no problem earmarking for the next council $57 million. But for $1 million to try and save some individuals that are out in inclement weather, here we are tonight saying, oh, maybe we've spent too much money.
Part of the urgency for getting a winter shelter plan approved in May stems from the possibility of council entering a lame duck period ahead of the 2026 municipal election. Council could be restricted from making certain decisions regarding spending or hiring as soon as August 21st if it is determined on registration day that fewer than 9 of the current 11 members of council are running for re-election. I spoke to Councillor Riel about his desire to be proactive in the city's homelessness response after the meeting on May 25th.
We've been through this several times over multiple years, and we're coming to the end of May, and we've gone through this, like I said, several times. And last year, we came with a winter response. It was turned down, and then the inclement weather came in, and then all of a sudden, we're getting messages from the other councillors. What are we going to do? Well, we had a plan what to do for the winter. And like I said, we lost two individuals last year to the inclement weather. So we thought we'd bring it forward on this cycle of council so that we could get our ducks in order and certainly get an agency that was going to run it get the people in place for a six-month use of the building for a shelter, and that didn't fly. Either people are oblivious to what's going on in the world with housing and homelessness, and they turn a blind eye to it, or they make comments like we've already spent enough money. This isn't a problem that's going to go away. Yes, an expensive proposition, but we have to make plans for the inevitable. Certainly, the climate has changed. We got hotter summers and colder winters, so we're just trying to get a hold of the curve. But I mean, there's a majority of council doesn't see it that way.
An amended deferral until August of 2026 ultimately passed with 6 votes in favor and 4 opposed. Councillor Alex Burke was absent from the May 25th meeting. LaChica, who voted against the deferral alongside Councillors Don Vasiliadis, Crowley, and Riel, echoed her colleagues' frustration with the night's outcome.
Deferral of the winter shelter motion?
I'm just deflated. Mm. I'm so disappointed that we have to go through this over and over again. And it's like the gestalt shift can't be made. Mm. The recognition that this is about planning to save lives in a way that makes sense, in a way that is taking adequate time and planning. It's simply a wise decision. We've learned from our mistakes, but we're not learning from our mistakes. So I'm still trying to get over it.
What do you think next steps are?
Oh, well, next steps are we need some urgent things this week, some phone calls to hopefully change some minds. And also to follow up with Commissioner Laidman so that we can speak more powerfully next week. So I'm trying to look in a nearsighted way and then take the long view about, I look forward to some fresh faces at council.
After the meeting, I asked Mayor Jeff Leal about his reasons for supporting the deferral and whether he was concerned the deferral might prevent a 2026-27 winter plan being approved in time.
Supported the deferral on
I did,
the motion for the
until,
winter plan.
Until August.
Can you walk me a little bit through that decision?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity. First of all, when you read the report, one of the things that's a really concern of mine is the number of people that are experiencing homelessness in shelters who are actually seniors with chronic health conditions. So I think we could take the opportunity. There's probably better accommodation that we can certainly seek out for that particular part. I mean, I feel very sadly.
Previous years, there hasn't been a plan for a winter shelter that's gone through. What is?
Well, this will give us the opportunity. If it's in August, we're still in the opportunity with a number of months actually prior to the 2027 budget to determine what direction we're going to meet. And in the meantime, hopefully, we'll have information from the province. We are one of 47 service managers in the province of Ontario, and we're waiting for our letter determining the funding levels to sustain, of course, our 50 modular homes at Wall Street. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't come through, that really puts the budget for 2027 into a real scramble.
Right. And one last question. This past winter, there were 2 people who died of exposure over the course of the winter. Who is ultimately responsible if people die again this winter?
Well, we have an obligation to look after our most vulnerable in our community. And if you look at this council's track record over the last 4 years, we have been very active on this particular file. We brought in 50 modular homes. The work with Councillor Burke, Councillor Riel. I went through using strong mayor powers that I was heavily criticized for to bring about permanent transitional housing in the north end of Peterborough, and we need more of that. We actually probably need about 175 units of permanent transitional housing to move through people through various stages of the housing continuum.
Right, and I guess just follow up to that.
Yeah.
How do you expect people to get into that transitional housing if there isn't a shelter plan in place over the course of the winter?
Well, the first start, of course, in my view, and look, everybody may not agree with me, but the first step, of course, is to stabilize people in the modular homes. And if you have 175 units of permanent transitional housing, it's almost like a graduation process going through.
Sure.
So that's the key, right? We need permanent transitional housing. And look, I I use strong mayor powers to bring that about. I don't regret one moment using them to make sure that that housing is in place and it's being built as we speak.
What happens if staff come back with the same solution?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I mean, we heard tonight Councillor Baldwin proposed that there may be a space in the downtown core of Peterborough. I don't know that. And until we do that investigation, that will allow us to determine whether such a space may exist or not.
The deferral of the winter shelter plan will return to Council for public delegations, debate, and final approval on Monday, June 1st. Residents can register to speak to Council on the City of Peterborough's website. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.